Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news video, we're going to talk about AJ Styles signing a new WWE contract.
Kevin Owens mocks Stone Cold Steve Austin.
We have some potential spoilers for WWE's plans for Stone Cold.
And WWE are planning more NXT versus main roster feuds.
I'm Andy Murray.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And we're going to do the news.
Yay!
I haven't done this
Andy's
in a while.
Back.
It's been a while, man. I think I've done like one video over the past month. Crazy stuff. I don't know if I still know how to do this, but we'll find out as the video progresses. Anyway, let's kick this one off by talking about AJ Styles. Signed a new WWE contract. Hey! No great surprise, I don't think, but Fightful Select came through with the report yesterday, noting that Styles had re-signed. It's a multi-year deal. His original contract was due to expire at some point later this year in the not-too-distant future, but that's no longer the case. And while the exact length of the deal hasn't been disclosed, it is believed to be worth over $3 million a year. So not only is that man committing his future to WWE, he's getting paid as well, baby.
Yeah, make that dollar.
There you go, you gotta do it. I don't think there's any great surprise here. I think AJ said at least like a year or so ago that he wanted to finish his career in WWE and he wants to be there after he retires and stuff, and he's very happy there. So hey, good stuff. I think he's doing some really cool work at the moment. I've enjoyed his 2022 a lot. Not that I disliked the tag team with Omos, but as a singles wrestler, he's a little bit better.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, at least in North America, so I don't think that's too controversial a statement. But yeah, good for him. I'm really enjoying his output at the moment. I don't think there was any question he was ever going to leave. And like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, it's another good renewal for WWE.
Absolutely, yeah. You cannot argue with someone staying where they're obviously happy and making bank for it.
Yeah.
Because why not? They're doing what's best for setting himself up for life, setting his family up for life within the WWE system. And it looks like he's happy there. And like we say, might be aiming towards like an AJ Styles versus Edge WrestleMania or something like that.
Teased that on Raw. Yeah.
Definitely teasing.
He said the word phenomenal.
Yeah, which would be a fantastic match. And I'm looking forward to everything he does. So yeah, good on you, AJ Styles.
And he's done really well in WWE as well, isn't he?
He has, surprisingly well.
A lot of people come in from other companies and like, you know, they don't do so well. As we found out over the years, but AJ has thrived. Two-time WWE champion.
Pretty much nailed it since his debut. He's done absolutely great. Tremendous. And now look at him. He's making millions. Good on you, AJ Styles.
Just a good guy.
But speaking of people who re-signed with WWE, and possible reasons why, Kevin Owens is teasing this Stone Cold match even more. Obviously, we've seen on Raw and things all the bits about how much he hates Texas. Bloody Texas. But he's also out there on Twitter now, a Twitter user. Oh, I've lost my note. Oh, no. Joey_422 asked him a question on Twitter, just saying, are you a fan of beer and beer baths? And KO simply replied, just saying, beer is gross, man.
Yeah.
So he's still getting his little digs in there with Stone Cold Steve Austin, but we are waiting to see how they actually debut Stone Cold officially and get to this match.
Well, to follow on from that, it might make sense to just roll these two together. We've got another report here talking about similar stuff. It's from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio. Obviously, if we're going to do Kevin Owens versus Steve Austin at WrestleMania, which appears to be the plan, well, Kevin Owens has got a tag team going on with Seth the Chef Rollins at the moment, and how are they going to combine those two things? Are they just going to stay together and split off and then come back together? According to Dave here on Wrestling Observer Radio, WWE are actually going to wrap the tag team, the storyline with Kevin and Seth before WrestleMania, and that will feasibly, you know, free Kevin Owens up to face Steve Austin. So they've got a tag team title shot. It's on the 7th of March, so in 2 weeks on Raw. They beat, who'd they beat this week? RK-Bro, and they're going to challenge for the Raw tag team titles against RK-Bro, and champions, of course, Alpha Academy on that show. Fantasy booking a little bit. You'd think that they lose that. Maybe they split up. Maybe they have a match on Raw. I would like to see them prolong that tag team for a while longer. I think they've got excellent chemistry and they're good fun together. Yeah, but there you go. That's how we're going to get to Austin versus Owens. I mean, they haven't formally announced Steve Austin yet, yep. But if they just sat there and decided, oh, Kevin Owens suddenly hates Texas for no reason, it'd be a bit random.
It would be a little bit weird. I guess they could always put The Undertaker in there against him, or Shawn Michaels, or just some other random Texan, I guess, just out of the blue.
If he starts cutting promos on Death Valley.
But yeah, I think if they wrap up this storyline completely and then like move away from it to do the Austin stuff, I think that's a little bit short-sighted. The lights have just come on weirdly. It's going well, then. But yeah, I think that's a little bit short-sighted. I think like there's a way of getting around this and then coming back to it after WrestleMania, because they are really entertaining together. Yeah. And like a proper run of them as a tag team then leading into a big blow-off feud, I think could actually be really, really good. So it'd be a shame to lose all that just for this Stone Cold thing. But I will say, if they're gonna do the Stone Cold thing, they need to get their ass in gear. Yeah. It's not that long until Mania. It's only just over a month away. And you want to build it. You want to get Austin on TV as much as you possibly can, surely, in the lead up to WrestleMania to sell those tickets.
Pop some ratings as
Pop
well.
Pop some ratings as well.
Pop some numbers.
So yeah, get a goddamn move on. What are you waiting for, WWE?
I don't know. Come on, lads. Come on. When have they ever dragged their feet on something before? It's not like them at all.
Never. Anyway.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And the last story of the day is coming from Dave Meltzer on the Wrestling Observer Radio, and it's all about WWE's plans to extend these little feuds between main roster stars and NXT guys. Obviously, we've got the Dolph Ziggler thing going on at the minute. He's been fighting Tommaso Ciampa and Finn Balor on Raw, and then last night on NXT, Ziggler beat Ciampa. But this is going to be happening more and more in the future to improve the ratings of those Tuesday night shows. So, Ziggler is probably involved in this until NXT Stand and Deliver on WrestleMania weekend, which you assume he's going to take on Bron Breakker on that show probably, and extend that feud going on. But then when that's done, you'll probably see another face going down into NXT and taking that position. Yeah. Obviously, we've seen it with AJ Styles, we've seen it with Riddle recently, but this looks like it's a thing that's going to be happening more and more as we go along, and I have no idea why they haven't done this much sooner.
Yeah, I mean, it's the kind of thing they really should have been doing for years.
Yeah.
But we got Bob Roode dressed as the cameraman last night, of course. Now that NXT is like a really strict developmental gimmick as well, it does make sense to have more experienced people come down and work with these younger wrestlers and impart their own wisdom and knowledge and skills upon them. AJ versus Grayson Waller was obviously quite good. We got this Bron Breakker, Dolph Ziggler thing going on. There's a lot of interesting possibilities. I think Cesaro going down would be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I know that's something a lot of people have said before, but he's just really good.
And they're doing nothing else with him.
Yeah, exactly. He's just chilling on SmackDown on the mid-card and being good, obviously. But yeah, I think that'd be fun. So I'm here for this. I think it's cool. And I think you're cool too. Twitter questions?
Let's
do some of those. First one today comes from Eternal Part-Timer. Fair play. That's commitment to being part-time. Do you think that WWE have spoiled Brock versus Roman? Feels like everyone was excited for this version of these two guys going at it, but after the Royal Rumble and the Chamber, people seem so resentful of this match that they just want it over and done with. It's always going to be the case when Brock comes through and just batters everyone,
yep,
as he did at the Chamber. What do you reckon of this program?
I kind of enjoyed Brock at the Chamber, I'm not going to
so
lie.
It's
just a really stupid, fun thing of it where he's just like, well, I'm out now, F5, 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 1. Like, that's yeah, pretty much it. Just him kicking himself out of the pod, not even waiting to be released. It's so dumb, I kind of really liked it. Yeah. So I'm still on board with this feud, and I'm fully on board with Farmer Brock. He's absolutely incredible. So I'm still on board. I don't know if, like, missing it out on day one hurt or helped this. Probably helped in the long run, because it's one less match that they needed to go through to get to WrestleMania. But I can see why people would be souring on it. But personally, I just think Brock is so entertaining on TV that you can't really go wrong.
I'm exactly where you're at. Totally get why people don't like this. Totally think that Brock running through everyone in the chamber in 4 minutes is maybe not the best for
it's
those
great
other
for
people.
For everyone else, yeah.
Yeah, like
great
Austin.
For Brock. Like, yeah, like most things he does in WWE.
Yeah, exactly. It's great for Brock, but I'm still into this. However, I absolutely see your point and completely understand the people who are not.
Yeah.
On to another guy that we've not really spoken... Well, I've not spoken about anyone lately. I haven't been here. But another guy who's been all over the place, Cody. Question
here.
Question from Cody, of course. No, it's from Michael Higgins.
We couldn't get through a news video without a Cody mention.
Of course. What do you think this is? It's 2022. Come on, it's his year. Michael Higgins asks, even if Cody Rhodes isn't put into a title picture right away, what do you think would make sense for him to go after first? I've said this on the podcast yesterday. If it's not a title program, I think it needs to be something huge, right?
Yes, absolutely. Personally, I kind of want him to just go straight into a title picture. You've like got one chance to bring a guy in as a top tier star, main event level star. Chuck him right in there with one of the top titles. I know WrestleMania's in the way and the championship versus champion thing with Brock and Roman, and you probably want to get Cody out there as soon as possible. So get maybe something on WrestleMania like a Seth Rollins or whatever, and then straight into a world title picture, because you've only got one shot at this to push him straight into the main event, and you may as well chuck him right in there because they can't build people there themselves.
Yeah. I would absolutely have him dethrone double champion Roman Reigns after wrestling. Go all the way in.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, these half-baked pushes don't get anyone anywhere. Go all the way in and see if it sticks. But yeah, I mean, Seth is a great choice for an opponent as well, isn't he? Because if you want to do like an outsider thing with Cody Rhodes, the guy from the other company, we stole him from the other company, which they should.
Yep.
Seth the Chef is obviously a big time WWE guy. He speaks on the company's behalf constantly.
Yep. And the Twitter battle would be incredible.
It would be absolutely sensational. Speaking of sensational, how about this question?
Hey.
It comes to us from Mr. Ghost, who asks, and by the way, if you want to get a question on this video over the next 3 days when I'm organising the question, ask something this silly, you've got a good chance. This is tremendous. What three wrestlers would you invite to a What Culture office party?
Hey. There you go.
So we'll bounce back and forth, we'll do one each until we get Brie. I'm going to go Fandango first of all, because none of us can dance and we need someone to show us how it's done.
Of course, and teach us how to build houses.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with MJF just for the chaotic energy that he would bring to the group, and there's going to be some kind of fight in there, and it'll just add a little bit of entertainment to the party.
That is a sensational shout. I had a second one that I've completely forgotten. That's good. We didn't spend 5 minutes trying to figure these out at the start of this video or anything. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Joe Gacy, because he'll keep everyone in line when it gets a bit spicy, as these What Culture office parties can do. Joe Gacy's going to sort everyone out.
Fair, yeah. I'm going to go with Chad Gable, because then hopefully he'd just bring Otis along and that would just be like a 2-for-1 kind of deal.
There you go.
And we'd get a bit of Alpha Academy on the go, and Otis can eat all the food and that would be entertaining as well.
And my final guest is The Fiend.
Hey, of course. And I'm going to pick Molly Holly for obvious reasons.
There you go. Boom. All right. Thank you for joining us on today's wrestling news video. You can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. That's where you can send us, I don't know, tell us we're wrong or something. You can find Phil on Twitter.
At PhilMyChambers.
And you can find... Oh, sorry.
I'm a bit rusty.
You can find me on Twitter at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for good to be back, which doesn't start with a H, but it's one letter away. So fight me, scumbags. See you later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.